Securing your agency's data is paramount. IBM API Connect, integrated with Noname Security, offers a tailored solution for federal agencies. Protecting sensitive data isn't just about safeguarding. It's about ensuring availability, recovery, and reliability to support mission-critical operations. As an IBM Platinum partner, 4Inc trusts IBM API Connect, integrated with Noname Security, for unmatched speed and efficiency in securing, accessing, and ensuring the integrity of vital data. Visit FOURINC.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
And that will lead us nicely into our next piece on the programme. As part of News Talk Goes Green, with thanks to SSE Airtricity, our home squad this week are looking at ways that renters can go green. Architect Roisin Murphy and hardware expert Alan Grant join me in the studio. Thank you both of you for popping in. There are certain restrictions on, if you're renting, there are certain restrictions in what you can do physically to the premises that you're renting. It's not that easy, for example, to put up solar panels if you're renting a house that you don't own.
No, well, it's not your property, so you're not going to be able to do the likes of solar panels. You're not going to be able to wrap the house. So you're trying to go for the small cost of items that can make a big impact for what you can do and what's allowed by the landlord. Now, on certain bigger things, I suppose, like insulating the attic, you might approach your landlord. It's a small cost. He may agree to do that, and it's worth that kind of chat on the phone with your landlord. But I think you're looking at kind of like LED bulbs. There's no choice now. You have to buy LED bulbs, but like about the stock of Ireland now of bulbs in homes, 80% are still the incandescent and the halogen. So it's worth now just stripping them out, put in the LED bulbs, start seeing your savings immediately. And there's other kind of like if you're cold kind of rooms, there's the insulating paints. There's one actually a very good one called Warm Coat. And it's if you put your hand on polystyrene, say you get a new TV, you put your hand on polystyrene, you know, when your hand kind of feels warm on it. Well, that paint actually replicates that on the wall. So a couple of coats of that on it will turn a cold, kind of uncomfortable room into a comfortable room.
And there are some physical things, Roisin, that you can do that would be allowable by a landlord.
Yeah, it's difficult. First of all, you have to be very careful at least. Sometimes they don't even allow them paint the houses. So what I would suggest to you is you can make up things like curtains go up very easily. There are insulating blinds you can get. These are like cellular blinds. And there you can get any kind of those. You can get them from IKEA or anywhere. They're very easy, mountable and demountable. Other odd things like bookshelves. So a book in itself will have an insulating factor. So put bookshelves up, that creates a weirdly odd dynamic as well, where it's quite decorative. I would say full length things like mirrors or paintings. Now, this is a funny one, but it works really well if you put cork at the back of it. Cork is a really good insulating material. It's what they use in conservation properties. So say if you have a particularly cold house, be very like make a panel, insulate the back of it, lean it against the wall necessarily. There are also really funny new products. Now, I have not used them, but they're in the Middle Island Niddle, okay? And they're what? Self-heating duvets. Now, I'm a girl from the country, so we all came up and we all had to have all of this stuff to stay warm. For us, it wasn't a go green, it was stay warm. Because in the 90s and 80s, you know, the flats were freezing, nobody heated them. So you had to have all these innovations. There's things also as well where you'd put a screen, you'd actually build a little screen and put it in front of, a single pane glazed window. Like, I'm talking about older properties, you won't have that in modern renters. But there is one other thing. Now, I have been able to get one of these, but there is a portable solar panel that you can buy from camping sites. Okay, this is one of these things that I think, in a way, it was all around COVID, it got very difficult. And with the small house thing where people went on the road, basically, they would have all of those plug-in solar panels. So they're like a kind of thing you use for camping. I often think they would be very interesting for renters if you put it out on a balcony. And the other thing is, how you live in this house, okay? Because the minute changes make a huge difference. So, for instance, and I only discovered that this week, apparently if you boil an egg in an air fryer, it's actually more carbon neutral than boiling it in a...
air fryers, once again.
So there's things like, the very small things, like use an air fryer, you can get a portable induction hob as well. So use tiny little footprints and food sources, get your food from... They're all part of the story, though.
Let me go back, because somebody just has messaged us about it. Insulating paints, are they in many colours? What stage are we at with, with them?
It only comes in white. Now, you could tint it. I wouldn't recommend tinting it like a pastel colour. You're better off using it in the white, in the form it comes in the tin. Paint maybe two or three coats on an orderly wall or what is this, your external walls. But you need to have two or three coats, and then you can paint a top coat on that, and that'll be the way to go.
And what's different about this paint compared to average paint?
It's like micro beads of like polystyrene, basically. So when you rub your hand on it, it feels like a normal paint, but just ever so slightly textured. It doesn't look any different from afar.
Wow, and it's very effective.
Does it work, Alan, though? Because I've heard mixed reports, no pun on mixing. Yeah,
well, my parents have like this kind of like annex that come out the side of the house, and it's the coldest room in the house, always was. And they painted three coats of that on it. Now, in fairness, they did insulate a bit of the attic a bit more as well, but it definitely made a change. It just held in the heat that you provided for that room longer.
Yeah. Okay, questions are flying in, and if you have a question that you'd like me to put, you can send it in to us very quickly, 087 1400 106. Insulating, does that rolled wool stuff work, or is it a thing of the past?
Does, yeah, but it's very important. Like, I insulated my attic there about a year or two ago, right? So the house was built maybe 17 years ago, but the insulation that was already up there provided, first of all, it wasn't as deep as it should have been, the thickness of it, but it had compacted down with us just putting stuff up in the attic. A lot of people do that, rested on the insulation. It's not good. You're going to eliminate all the insulation value. So you want to put in the rock wall in, make sure you want to cross it. So roll it one way and then the opposite way, a double layer of it. And then you want to have like kind of, you can get these kind of attic stilts. So you want to then put a flooring space that's not going to compress the insulation down, and you'll keep the insulation value, but be able to still use the space for storage.
Yeah, I go with the sheep's wool insulation. It's you need slightly more thickness, but it doesn't compress like old mineral wool. But I think rigid boards are probably one of the easiest ones to install for attics and stuff like that. A rigid board rather than mineral. I think mineral felt is such a horrible product to work for DIY. Oh my God, yeah. I'm allergic to it. It makes you itch. But sheep's wool has also got other qualities in that it's environmentally friendly, and it is also antimicrobial, or whatever that phrase is. So it's very good if you suffer from asthma or any allergies like that, and it's not a plastic.
Okay, I have a draft coming in the window. Is there anything I can do to stop it? Obviously, I can't replace the window, and I don't want to say it to the landlord. Now, I don't know why you don't want to say it to the landlord, but
landlords tend not to be kind of open to those conversations. But I'd say there's a very, like, under a tenner, you have like a weather strip that goes around the window. Now, if it is a sash window, it's, you'd only do it for the winter months and then pull it off, but it's like a draft, it's like cling film, for a better word. So you hair dry it on, it just completely covers the window. You need to spend a bit of time and care doing it so it doesn't look rubbish looking, and that you can still look out your window without kind of going, oh, that was a bad decision. But if it's a sash window, that's one to go for.
I would say attack your landlord on that as well. They have some legal obligations in terms of making sure
certainly
the property
is structural.
Yeah. 100%. But the other thing you can do, I mean, this is a really old home hack, but they used to put them underneath doors. They're like, you can sew one and put micro beads in it up against it, and a curtain as well. Because that, if you're not into that hair dryer, but I would definitely approach my landlord about that. They're obliged to keep the, if it's very bad, they're obliged to make sure the property is habitable. So if it's inhabitable with a huge draft, call your landlord. You have rights.
That's the bit I don't really understand why this person doesn't want to contact the landlord. I'll try and get through as many of these as I can. Heat solutions. We have useless storage heaters, have bought plug-in heaters, but not great heat from them. Small house, warms up quickly, but goes cold quickly. And I'm assuming you're asking, heat solutions.
Well, storage heaters, first of all, I wonder if they're being timed correctly. It's not a great heat provider, but they heat up during the night on ideally the low rate of electricity, and then release the heat during the day. For renters and people that are coming in and out of the house at different times of the day, it's just near impossible to operate it efficiently. So a plug-in heater, they can run up a bill as well. They're running about 2 kilowatts per hour. You just want to be careful with that on your bill as well. I'd get maybe like a little smart plug First of all, it's going to be able to, you'll be able to remotely switch it on so it's warm for when you're coming home. And you'll also be able to monitor the electricity usage through that, through the app.
I would also say to that listener, if the heat is going quickly, you have a problem with insulation. Mm. The idea is that you should be able to heat up a house with a hairdryer. That's, you need to re-insulate
and the heat
your house.
Stay.
It's about keeping that heat in. It's about checking for drafts in your house. It may be going up a chimney, it may be going somewhere. And you can insulate from the inside out as well. But check for drafts as well and holes somewhere. And even if a gap in a window is incredible, the amount of heat that's lost through that.
A good way to do that is just a piece of an incense stick and go around the windows and just see where the drafts are and then list your spots where you're going to tackle.
Clever. Okay.
Even light switches, believe it or not, the drafts can come through light switches and everywhere.
Oh, right. Yep. Roisin mentioned insulating curtains. I'm struggling to find long curtains. Have looked everywhere but can't find decent ones. Any advice?
Well, the Hickeys, a Home Focus, but also I have to say Off the Peg IKEA do a very long curtain because of their European, with the taller floor to ceiling sites, and they'll do a range of curtains that are 2.7 metres long, which is basically about a 9 foot high ceiling. But I also think go to a local curtain maker. Mm. There are so many of them around the country. They will make Roman blinds, there's millions of them around the place, and that is also keeping your carbon footprint down because you're getting somebody local to make it.
Very good. Okay. Anything you can do with your white goods to make them more efficient? Our fridge is ancient, but because it still works, the landlord won't buy a new one.
Listen next week, because that's what we're talking about. Tune in next week. Apparently that's next week.
Just on the fridge, for a start, if it's an old fridge, rental property, nobody's going to, the landlord's refused to replace it. Pull it out, switch it off for about an hour or two, and then hoover the back of it. So that'll allow the gases to actually produce the cold for the fridge more efficiently, and then just put it back in. But when you remove a fridge, you should, and you move it back into place, it's important that you don't plug it back in for about 2 or 3 hours. You want the gases to settle.
Very good. Okay, and one final message. Is there any greener appliances you can get renting, but would be happy to buy more energy efficient appliances and take them with me?
That's the thing of the plug. I think air fryer plug-in, it's very difficult to get, again, the landlords to do the white goods, but you can use an air fryer, is more energy efficient, a microwave for cooking, and an induction hob. But also, I would suggest here, there's a whole new plethora of clothes horses out there. Really beautiful ones that are all retrofitted, like the Victorian ones. And also there's wonderful rails that can go on side of radiators for drying clothes and things like that. Fridges and washing machines, I think that's a landlord issue.
I'd also stop, if you want to save money, stop using a tumble dryer. Tumble dryer is just
they're barred. Actually, you can't buy them in certain places now because they are so, and they're also can't be warranted. You won't find them often in landlords' places because they can't warranty them. Yeah. They won't put them in because of a fire hazard, believe it or not.
And finally, you mentioned portable solar panels.
Yes.
Where can I get
camping
them?
Camping sites. If you can get one, I want one.
Omara Camping, I think, do them. And I think it's a great one for recharging your tech stuff. Because if you're in an apartment and you have a south-facing, you just plug all the stuff in and it's going to charge, trickle charge.
I also think that because the cost of solar panels is actually borne in the scaffolding that you use to put it up on the roof. So there is new technologies all coming, and hopefully we will get more solar panels you can put on walls and things like that. That technology is changing all the time, even in roof tiles. So keep searching.
Mm-hmm. Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much indeed, Roisin Murphy and Alan Grant. Thanks very much, both of you, for popping in today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Securing your agency's data is paramount. IBM API Connect, integrated with Noname Security, offers a tailored solution for federal agencies. Protecting sensitive data isn't just about safeguarding. It's about ensuring availability, recovery, and reliability to support mission-critical operations. As an IBM Platinum Partner, 4Inc trusts IBM API Connect, integrated with Noname Security, for unmatched speed and efficiency in securing, accessing, and ensuring the integrity of vital data. Visit FOURINC.com.